This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
But in looking at this here, aren't we thinking here that there may be some technology being developed that did come from some outside source that is not the breakaway civilization and not our normal Earth countries?
It is my personal opinion that a small degree of that is certainly possible. I think so. Not to the extent that the people who love the ET hypothesis and the UFO crash retrieval stories and legends would like it to be. But to some degree, certainly. To go back to what Randall was saying, though.
Yeah, you know where I was going with that, right? How could we not know that that's going on and then still be using comparatively outdated technology that costs billions of dollars when they must know about this other stuff?
Well, here's the thing on that. My position is this, and again, this is what I've looked at and what I've written and proposed. First of all, I don't think the secret space program technology is really that extensively far ahead of what the public knows about regarding space and military technology. Okay, I think it's sufficiently far enough ahead that, it would wow us, some of it. But I think that it's not so sufficiently far ahead that we would perceive it as magic, to paraphrase the science fiction author. But here's the thing on who would know it. Remember, the Air Force OSI commander is only ever a brigadier general, a one-star general, okay? And when you're talking about what we're talking about, not everybody, a very small number of OSI, would be aware of what you're saying certain people would have to be aware of. You can have people, this is the point of one of the products and reasons from compartmentalization. You can be working on something and really have no clue what it is you're actually ultimately a part of. Okay, you're doing your duty and you understand your task, and the stuff you're not briefed in on is the bigger picture. So you have people that within the organization that would certainly be working on things connected to stuff they don't know about. And only a few people, when you're talking about a secret space program, you know, you're not talking about a lot of people, even within OSI, that would be briefed in on that and know details about that. Okay.
Now, the other thing here is, if there was alien technology, some degree of it involved, the point is here, we get a very small subset of it because some of it is so advanced. There's no easy way to convert or understand. Unless it's a civilization on another planet where, for some reason, and we've seen this in sci-fi stories, they've stopped developing new technology. Or it's left there by their ancients, and they develop nothing.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good point. I mean, we may not be dealing with technology exclusively like ours. There may be some kind of, this is what I was trying to get at, is where's the line between, say, assuming that there might be some alien technology involved and just really advanced technology of our own that only a few people know about.
Right.
And I would think that any space program, regardless of whether it's one we know about or we don't know about, is going to require a lot of infrastructure and support. So it's not like you can have two or three people build like a mothership or something. It's just, you can't do it.
Oh, no, it's not going to be two or three, but, you know.
No, you're going to need thousands of people to do this.
Oh, okay, here's a hypothetical. Okay, remember what I said before about how an interplanetary vessel would probably be very much like a submarine. Okay, well, okay, let's take that model. Okay, folks, this is a speculation for those of you who hate when I speculate.
Oh, I love it.
Go get some coffee. Plug your ears. Okay, here's the thing. You could have shipbuilders thinking they're building a U.S. naval submarine, okay, when actually those parts they're building are going to be, they put it together even, And the components, and I'm going to say why I say components here in a minute, certain components are not in there because those components are classified, and those components actually turn that naval submarine into, for example, and this is, remember, this is a speculation, into an interplanetary vessel, okay? So what these guys think they're building is, ooh, I'm working on this advanced submarine that the public doesn't know about. They think they're building a naval vessel that's going to be in the oceans, and what they don't know is they're actually building an interplanetary vessel. Now, the components that make it, you know, for space instead of the sea are plugged in later. One of the first things I did when I got to Wright-Patterson was I have an AOR, an area of responsibility. It was a geographical area, several states. Okay, yes, I was assigned to Wright-Patterson, but I actually was the guy for certain things for all Air Force installations in several states. It's a region of the U.S. And I did my tour of my area of responsibility. And one of the places I went to was Whiteman Air Force Base, and I got to go on a B-2 bomber, okay? And, you know, it was interesting. There's a bunch of holes in the dash, so to speak, of the control, you know, and that's the classified stuff that gets plugged in, okay? So let's put that on steroids and say there's things that the guys working down at the shipyard, building what they think is a secret U.S. naval submarine, there's things, you know, they're not going to be briefed in on. They don't know what those empty slots are going to be filled with. So that's just an example of how it could happen with known technology and the way they do things. And remember, guys, I went on that B-2 in 1996. Okay. That's 22 years ago. So, you know, take it forward 22 years. Again, the point is these things could be built in pieces put together at another place or in space. These things could be built and the people building them are told it's A when it's actually Z. This is how it works. You know, that's just the example that I would give for how you could have thousands of people actually working to build these things and only a relative few, so to speak, know actually what it is and what it ultimately would be used for.
Now, let's get back to the early years of the UFO field where a lot of that stuff was in the secret aircraft or weapons category. Now, You mentioned something, Randall, about the cover of Kenneth Arnold's book about what supposedly is one of the craft that he saw. And you mentioned something about stealth technology. Do you recall?
Right.
Walter about that.
Oh, Walter probably already knows about the evolution of stealth technology and how the early Horton brothers designs for the flying wing turned out to be almost perfect aeroforms for that. And, of course, being on a B-2, the wingspan for that was the same as the YB-47. You know, so, you know, they came out of Northrop technology.
Right.
So it's something that was developed here on Earth. We don't really need to invoke aliens for any of that.
So that's right. The Kenneth Arnold sighting may have been test aircraft of some sort.
It could have been, but then all of the records that we can find from back there say that that's really not what was going on. They weren't testing any of those. They weren't even, you know, they weren't building any, and there weren't any in the area at the time, and they weren't capable of the kind of performance that he said what he saw exhibited.
Mm-hmm. And of course, actually, you see, that's also the entire foundation of this case depends on Kenneth Arnold estimating the speed for what, 1,200 to 1,500 miles an hour. This is 1947. If he overestimated, maybe it was 800 miles an hour, maybe it was 6, whatever.
Right.
It brings you closer to the possibility it was a secret aircraft. And that's what's so many of these sightings, the UFO sightings in the early years of the flying saucer mystery, were probably mostly test aircraft. So when Jim Moseley, half seriously in those days with the original Nexus and Saucer News, said they were from Earth, secret weapons, test aircraft, he called it the Earth theory. Very likely, Jim was correct. I mentioned this, by the way, Jim's birthday was August 4th. You'll hear this on August 5th. More to come with Gene, Randall, and Walter. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Shall we continue?
Absolutely. Actually, sure. Yeah. The Arnold sighting, that was a really good one. And you know, they could have been test aircraft. Strictly speaking, the definition of a UFO excludes unidentified aircraft from the definition. So they really shouldn't have been classified as UFOs in the first place, or we wouldn't have classified them as UFOs later. So, you know, they were unusual. They moved a lot like some sort of an aircraft would. They didn't suddenly change direction and go the opposite way, for example. Yeah, it's possible that what Arnold saw was just some kind of aircraft.
And the pinpoint turns could have been exaggerated. You know, we're talking about human perception. We're talking with the fact that flying saucers very quickly became cultural icons. So the characteristics may be repeated in other aircraft to a more normal, mundane degree, but still fairly quickly. And people say, pinpoint turns, yes, of course, we saw one of them.
You know, in my, which I've recently admitted to this, I guess you'd say it, or talk about it a little bit. I don't go into detail on it. But my sighting I had in December of 2014, as far as my description of it, I acknowledge that where I'm pretty sure I have it wrong is the trying to get the exact altitude. It was low. You know, we're talking 50 to 75 feet above ground was all. But, you know, I could be off. It could have been 100 feet, you know. So when you think of Kenneth Arnold's, you know, the specifics, yeah, I totally see where some of it he could have exaggerated or been off with what he was saying. Now, the thing is, Arnold was a pilot. I am not, okay, even though, you know, I've been in a profession where, you know, observation skills are very important and I have them and stuff, but you're talking about a flying object. You know, Kenneth Arnold was a pilot, so I would say that the actuality was somewhere between what he was saying and maybe just a little bit off, because, you know, it's not like he was a milk truck driver, okay, or a postman out there.
That's a fair comment, for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, Walter, I'd love to hear you tell us about your sighting, because I don't actually recall ever hearing you talk
about it. I'll be honest with you. I have a reluctance because, you know, there's going to be people out there say, oh, he's making it up, oh, you know, because he wants it. But, you know, whatever. I have video of it, and I have shared that video and the images with individuals, you know, like right after it happened. So it happened.
It can't be any crazier than the types of experiences I've had or a number of other people. So, and I freely admit to having seen some pretty strange stuff. So.
Yeah. It didn't do any crazy maneuvers. In fact, it was very, what's the word? Very, very tame. It was moving along, you know, not fast. It maintained its attitude and its altitude. You know, it paused for a few moments and then continued on under the same, definitely under some type of control, like, you know, could have been some type of drone technology or something. I don't know. But at one point, it was dumping material, you know, a molten type of material of the side. I contacted Jacques Vallée in December, and I have the email. He expressed, you know, some serious interest in it, and haven't had the opportunity yet to discuss it further with him.
Was this at night or like? So it was a light of some kind.
It was around between 11:30 and midnight, I think.
And so I can imagine the skeptics. Like, I'm not saying you didn't see something unusual, but, you know, what would you say to someone who said, "Well, are you sure it couldn't have been like some kind of a flare on a balloon that was, dripping hot stuff?" You know,
I thought of that. I considered that. I told myself, okay, because I had someone with me. The person that lives at the house was coming in from work and came in and said, oh my gosh, come out here and look at this. And, you know, I went out there and holy smokes. And then it continued, you know, moving after a few minutes. I had time to run in and get the camera, and it was just staying in one spot. And I went in, got the camera. I started, you know, rolling video, and then it continued moving on probably within about 30 seconds of me rolling the video. And, you know, Yeah, there was kind of some low overcast. Well, it was low overcast, and it went in the direction it was going. It eventually disappeared into that overcast, the clouds. I hit the screen. I'm still with you guys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I hit the screen on my thing here. And okay. Ah, did it again. Got to keep my hands away from that.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, that's it. And I know I'm going to catch all sorts of crap in hell from some people, but you know what? Scrum, it happened.
And you had some sort of an impression then that this wasn't just something mundane.
Right. Well, the first thing I thought was Chinese lantern, right?
Right.
I thought, okay. And so I immediately reviewed what, you know, Chinese lantern characteristics, how they move. This was not moving at all like a Chinese lantern. Okay. This was something that was not that. I even said to, you know, the first person I confided in with this and something, I said, okay, am I seeing some type of fancy Chinese lantern here and I'm mistaking it for something else? And the person looked at it, they said, no, I do not think at all that, you know, Chinese lantern. So, you know, because my first thought is, okay, Walter, you know, don't get excited. Don't turn this into something that it's not. And, well, you know, you see, it's almost 4 years ago that it happened. And I'm just now this year, you know, talking about it publicly because I didn't know what to think.
How far away was it, do you figure? You know, was it too far or in a situation you couldn't get out and follow it or something like that?
When I came out of the house, it was like right above the fence line between my house and my neighbor's house. And it was probably, I'm going to guess, somewhere between 50 to 75 feet in the air. No more than that.
It must have been a small object then.
Well, no, you got to figure at 50 to 75 feet above at the size that our eyes were seeing. You know, it could have been, yeah, not large. Yeah, I would agree with you, not large. But it could have been, I've estimated, like maybe 15 feet in across. What's that, diameter? Yeah. And, you know.
Oh, that would still be, that would mean your fence would have to be fairly far away then.
That's just an estimate. Right. I'm more confident with the altitude than I am the size of the object. So, right. You know.
Okay, we're going to split for a few seconds and continue with this discussion. Mm-hmm. Randall has many thousands and millions of questions to ask you, and I bet this will be an active discussion in the forums. In any case.
Oh, God, yeah.
We've got Walter Bosley with us. J. Randall Murphy is our weekly co-host. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Firefighters in California are doing their best to help protect people and their property. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
More than 10,000 firefighters are continuing to fight wildfires in Northern California and Southern Oregon. As evacuation orders continue to come in across both states, firefighters say they do what they can to save people's homes.
When we see people's property, be it a house, a car, old trailers or whatever, that's somebody's possessions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
CAL FIRE's Ken Pimlott says battles are still raging with high winds and low humidity, making things even more dangerous for the crews.
We have burned over 450,000 acres. Today, over 40,000 residents remain evacuated in various places in California.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We don't want to tell you about the stuff on the cutting room floor, ladies and gentlemen. Walter Bosley, there's not much. J. Randall Murphy, Gene Steinberg. Randall, you had a question of Walter.
Well, actually, I'm really grateful that you decided to share that with us, Walter, because...
Yeah, I didn't plan on doing that.
I always find it interesting to hear people's stories. It's just they never cease to fascinate me, regardless of what they were, especially when someone like yourself who knows about all the things that they could be besides something alien and doesn't jump to, oh, my God, flying saucer, and thinks first, well, what else could it be? And then you're still left with an impression that it's something rather unusual.
Again, I go back to you could ask the question. Was it a Chinese lantern or some type of thing? If it was some type of Chinese lantern thing, it was connected possibly to a drone because the way it moved, Chinese lanterns do that. Once you let them go, they kind of do their own thing depending upon the wind, right? And generally they go kind of in a straight up or like a balloon. You know, when a kid's balloon, you let go of it, it kind of does that thing where it's going up, but it's moving along and it's kind of herky jerky and not smooth. This was definitely not doing that. So, the most rational explanation would be if it's a Chinese lantern, it was somebody rigged it up to some type of possibly some drone thing. And if that's the case, that was pretty cool. It made a great UFO. Was it some other type of thing that, you know, somebody constructed? And I and the person who saw it with me, my adopted kid's boyfriend, were we just kind of in awe, like, because it was, you know, kind of weird and cool at the same time, but it had a very down-to-earth explanation. I don't know. You know, you have to look at all the factors involved, and for me, all the factors involved, I still come away thinking, okay, this was something very possibly in the weird or extraordinary, so to speak, or out of the ordinary, let's say out of the ordinary category.
And, oh, sure.
You know, And I'm glad that I got video of it. Now, here's the thing, though. Greg Bishop and I have talked about this at times, and he's talked about it with others. The thing on the video, what sucks about the video is it looks farther away, and it's not as clear as what our eyes were seeing. And, you know, Greg Bishop and I have talked about how, you know, these things, that happens to a lot of people. They, when they do have their cameras, they try to get imagery, and then when they look at what they got, they're like, what the heck? This thing was closer, and what we were seeing this a lot clearer than the cameras picking up. And so you can't go to the video and say, there it is, the definitive in clear focus, exactly what we saw. So you got to ask yourself, okay, other than the, well, no, it could be the advanced technology could have some type of jammer, so to speak, just for lack of a better term, some type of thing that messes with electronic recording devices. Is my point, is what Greg and I and others have talked about. What did this have that? Possibly. I don't know. All I know for a fact is that I and the kid's boyfriend stood out there in the driveway at that time on that date, and we saw this thing in the sky, and I got some photo and video of it. And the experience and the video was sufficient enough that Jacques Vallée said, wow, this is really interesting. I'm interested in this.
Is there anything there you care to show us in the photos and video?
I can send you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can send it to you. I don't care.
Can we post it in the forums?
Cool. I'm asking for a lot of crap from people.
No, I understand that. That's
just the forums.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll send you one of the stills. But, you know, all you're going to see is a spot of light. I really, to me, the value of the imagery is that, by gosh, don't call me a liar that I didn't see this thing, because, you know, here it is.
Okay, the point being here that if we put that in the Paracast forums, it's just a light. So there's no sense.
Yeah, that's right.
And the video is the same thing, just a light in the sky?
The video's pretty much, I mean, I'll show it to you, you know, it, privately, you know, so you can see. I don't want to do a Ray Stanford, so... I'm not about to get Ray Stanford. I'm talking about this sighting. I told you I got imagery. I'll let you see the imagery. And if you decide you don't want to put it in the forum because it's not definitive, that's your choice. But I'm not about to when I have something like that, because it's not definitive. You know,
and knowing, you know, that is fine. You see, my view is that, okay, well, we've heard your story about what you saw. Now, if we can see the video, we can say, well, yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, what we've got is a situation where you're looking at one thing and getting an impression that is entirely different than what's coming out on film.
Yeah.
And that alone is actually really interesting to a researcher who can be objective about it.
Oh, so it's fascinating. When you get into the really, let's go out into purple land here with what UFOs might really be about. And it's the reason why I'm not so turned on by the ET thing anymore. I do think there are extraterrestrials. Yes, I do think they have, and they continue to come here. I have no problem with that. I think they do. Anybody who says, no, it's like, okay, you're a stick in the mud. Get lost. But so I'm with the ET people in the basic idea that, of course, they exist. Yes, they've come here. Yes, they're still coming here. But there are aspects of the UFO phenomenon on the whole, the greater, that, you know, technology explains a lot of it, ET explains some of it, but there's that other zone where there's some wild stuff going on. And what you said, like, you know, we're standing there. When I first saw this thing, because, again, I go back to my professional roots and as an observer, before I said anything about what I was seeing, I asked Ken, I said, describe to me what you are looking at right now. And he described it physically, and it was exactly what I was seeing, too. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so I knew, okay, we got to do that. We got to get that established. But you're right. Here's this thing that on video, it just looks like a blurb of light, okay, dropping another blurb of light, okay? But what our eyes were seeing was much more in focus and closer. And, you know, thinking, wow, okay, is this one of those things where they mess with your perceptions, you know?
The other thing here is this has been true with UFO sightings from day one. Most of the photos out there are just blurry, just lights in the sky. They are totally useless. And then you get a couple, a handful. How many really good UFO photos out there? are so clear and distinct that they show something. The problem with that is, okay, maybe they were faked because that's what you get, something very clear. And even if they weren't faked, how do you know that someone wasn't messing with you?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Look, here's the thing. I'm going to say this. If someone in my neighborhood came to me, you know, said, hey, man, I got to confess. Here's what you saw. I put this in, and they demonstrated it for me. I'd be laughing my ass off. I'd be saying, oh, man, we were totally blown away. We didn't know what the heck we were looking at. That's cool.
Well, that would be worth a show. That'd be worth a show. Let's bring on somebody who actually hoaxed a UFO.
It wouldn't piss me off. I wouldn't, try to hide that. I'm not saying I saw something from another world. I saw literally an unidentified flying object, and it was kind of cool how it all worked out. Frustrating too. But here's the thing I come away with. And I never mocked people who claim to have seen UFOs. I've never done that. Okay. But I can understand even better now how frustrated they are when people, A, call them liars, B, say that they were, faking what they got on film, because it's frustrating. The thing you get is not clear. You get people that just because they don't like you personally, let's face it, that's what we got in any community when you're dealing with people, and we have it in the UFO paranormal community. A lot of stuff that goes on with questioning people and stuff is because somebody doesn't like another guy personally.
I want to bring up something about that in our next segment with Walter Bosley. J. Randall Murphy, our weekly co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, briefly here, although it can be less brief, but let's get into it because you mentioned it. You jumped into it. And that was, you mentioned the concern here. What if I put this in the forum and that's going to maybe open a can of worms? And you wonder here why this nonsense happens in any forum, because I know there are some other forums they've been trying to poach members from ours saying, we are friendlier. Yeah, but when you get active and when you have a lot of people with different opinions, very strong opinions, the problem with the online world is you can hide behind your keyboard or your touchpad.
It's so anonymous that the downside of human nature is easy to express.
And you can become something other than what you are. Now, Randall came to our forum as ufology originally, right?
Right.
Right. Now,
but
of course,
I didn't hide my identity.
No.
I had my website on there, and I've got my own bio on there. And just like, you know, Walter, none of us in this conversation is hiding who we are.
And I, for example, always came on as Gene Steinberg. I said, why do I need some dumb name? This is who I am, for better or worse. I am a member of one forum, though, that caters to people interested in web hosting and web technologies as Captain Marvel. And that's even more confusing because there are two Captain Marvels. There is the Marvel Comics version, who's a woman, and the original Shazam version going back to 1939 that competed with Superman. And I mentioned that one and picked it because I kind of think that the first Captain Marvel movie in 1941 had some of the best flying scenes until, say, the 70s or 78 Superman. Even then, I could see through them, really. This one featured Tom Tyler, a B-Western star who also played the Mummy, you know, Karras the Mummy, and he looked like Captain Marvel, just like Zachary Levi is now playing Shazam, and he bulked himself up with muscles. And some of he's got real muscles. Most of that, what you see in the costume is real muscles, and he looks like the classic Shazam character. You were saying?
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, but there are guys in the forum who, you know, and I got a lot more respect for, you know, like Thomas Morrison, okay? You know who he is. His name is there. You can go look up his stuff as an artist. You can see his face. You know, he and I have disagreed on stuff and exchanged barbs and stuff. At least I know the guy's name. I know who he is. And it's really the ones who, you know, have these, it's just a first name moniker and you never see their face. They never, it's easy for people to take the cheap shots when they're being anonymous. And, you know, you have to at some point adopt a sense of humor and ignore most of that.
You probably know the person I'm talking about is no longer in the forums for a thousand reasons I don't want to get into here. And he wants to look and try to prove that the credentials you present that show who you are are fake. That looks to be his life's mission.
Wait, still?
Yes. He was hitting me with this a few months ago, and then what he said is, I should give up everything because I got all these, I've got a handful of what we call stalkers after me. And they've been using my reverses, my life's reverses as ammunition to attack me. You know, this is, you know, you kick somebody when they're
down. Yeah, people get into, you know, remember, that's why you got to be careful with making that stuff public. Is because you kind of, you know, you got to be careful in general. I'm speaking, people got to be careful what they make public, because then people are going to use it, whether it's so to speak fair or not.
But, I understand that in my situation, but what they do is they go ahead and say, let's look at all the court records. Maybe he was evicted from his apartment 5 years ago. Let's create a conspiracy about that. Maybe. Somebody tried to collect a debt from him 20 years ago, which happens to a lot of people. And, oh, we're going to make a big issue of that. Yeah, but what about the other 14 million people
Exactly. It becomes a big, nasty monster. And some people, again, if somebody doesn't like you particularly, or me or whoever, Jay Randall, for a reason, they're going to give them the opportunity and they're going to, you know, do what they can. Like somebody trying to say that my credentials are fake, good luck. You know,
what makes you such an interesting guest, actually, is because your credentials aren't fake. You can tell us about lots of stuff. And there's nothing wrong with trying to verify people's credentials.
When you have a guy like me tell a host, he's going to go on a show and he tells a host, oh, I'm this, that, the other. The host, I've said this, the host needs to be asking for the DD-214. I gladly, you know, show mine to whoever needs to see it. And, you know, the guys who say my credentials are fake, you know, tell them to ask Don Acker, Greg Bishop. Kevin Smith is no longer with us. But, you know, and they can do if they're a U.S. citizen, they can do a FOIA search if they want, you know.
You can actually look up that on the Internet now. I did that not too long ago and was able to bring up records for, I'm pretty sure it was Doty. Straight off the net.
Now, I like to joke. I like to say, OSI might not be happy about, oh, yeah, that damn Bosley. Yeah, he was one of us, that guy. You know, or the FBI, oh, they might roll their eyes and say, oh, that Walter.
But, well, you're retired now from aren't you?
I'm not officially retired from any, because I worked for three different organizations over the course of 18 years. And so I was never with anyone. I don't get a pension. I don't have a retirement pension from Air Force, FBI, or anyone else. I'm out here like all you other guys, kind of hanging in the wind.
Were you a salaried employee or an independent contractor?
I was a salaried FBI salaried employee. In fact, I've shown I have one of my pay stubs, FBI pay stubs. I was a GS salaried employee of the FBI. Carried a credential like agents do, but without the badge.
Yes, but the question being here is, you would not qualify for a pension under civil service laws?
Because I didn't work for them for 20 years. I left them and went into the Air Force, see? Honestly, I think there's about like $1,000 or something that accrued for my retirement pay, so to speak, that when I reach 65 or whatever, they'll probably cut me a check. And that's it. You know, if that much. The Air Force, I was only with them for, you know, the 6 years. And, yeah, of course, I was my badge number was 1911, 1911.
That was a very good year. That was the year my mother was born. So I like that year. But the question would be here, you work for the United States of America with different agencies. Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice, of course, this is something for the politicians, to say, hey, this guy gave all these years for God and country, but he worked for different agencies. Why can't he have one pension for his total service? You know, it's like working for a division of a company. If I work for Apple and I'm developing the next operating system, then I move on to build iPhones. I'm designing iPhones. Yeah. And the next one, maybe I'm head of customer support. But I worked for Apple for 20 years, whatever their pension is. And Apple, of course, could, you know, buy two or three countries with the money they have now.
You would think that the spook world, the intelligence community, would have something like that, because there's a lot of guys like me who went from this organization to that, and yet they did their 18, 20, 30, you know, 40 years. You would think that they would have something like that in the world I worked in for that reason, because you do, you know, move from one organization to another. But they don't. And I knew that, you know, as I did it, as I progressed through my career.
You're doing private investigating.
I'm a licensed PI, yes. Yeah. So
that sounds like it could be pretty interesting. Or is it as not as glamorous as it's meant to be?
It's not as glamorous as you think. It's I'm a surveillance specialist. And so I most often provide surveillance services for other PIs. Like if they're working on a case, they need a surveillance, I'll either, you know, kind of manage the surveillance team, or I'll just do it all myself for them. And so I'm kind of subcontracted to another PI.
Yeah, I have to have a 401k or something.
I have a 401k, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
fine. Well, they'll take that away from you, too.
Oh, yeah, I have that. Yeah.
They'll take that away from you, too. They're trying to take away everything. So that's going to go. Hey, listen, let me just mention this real quickly here. We have the PowerCast Plus at plus.thepowercast.com, where you get a version of the show free of the network ads. Free of the network ads, so it satisfies the people who complain on YouTube. As people want to complain, they're always going to find a way, the After the PowerCast podcast, and more stuff's being designed. So we've got Walter Bosley with a fascinating life, and this could be a lot of fun in the forums. I'll tell you that. J. Randall Murphy, Gene Steinberg. Oh, we're just going to drag you into it, my friend. But I like him. He's a nice guy. That's why I bring him on. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.